Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, 5 o'clock, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, we're going to get you to some Brad Holmes stuff. NFL owners meetings, we covered the portal with Holloman and Donaldson. And, you know, even now, just a report coming out that multiple high-level guards are going to be paid $2 million, with one guard in particular, $3 million. Mm-hmm. That's, you know what? Enjoy your sport.
The funny thing real quick, Mike, about that? You know what you'll call this day 5 years from now? The good old days. Mm-hmm. When you just pay guards $2, $3 million.
Oh, well, if you're still around watching this garbage in 5 years, I question your sanity. Here you go. Here's today. Ready? I did this just for you. You know Ohio State guard Michi Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
I know where you're going.
Michi Johnson is transferring from Ohio State to South Carolina. Now, I don't see
which time.
Well, funny you say it. The Cleveland native began his career at OSU
mm-hmm.
and was there for 2 years.
Go Bucks!
Then he went to South Carolina.
Can't say that, but yeah,
for 2 years.
Go South Carolina,
but only to return to OSU this year.
Uh huh.
But now he's back in the portal and going back to South Carolina.
Oh yeah.
Nice sport you got there.
He's got a summer and winter house.
I mean, honestly. Also, Kenny, one note. The torpedo bats have been such a big hit. Apparently, Connor McDavid is tinkering with a torpedo stick. You can read about it.
I can't tell if you're trying to mess with me or not right now.
I might be. Okay. I'm just having fun with you. All right, let's go over to David. I want to play this audio. Brad Holmes spoke, the owners' meetings, Dan Campbell's down there. And look, I think it is what we all know. It's just whether you're accepting of it. So it is about Brad Holmes telling you, here, I'll let David do this. David, do you want to foreshadow the clips you're about to play?
Yeah, Brad Holmes is talking in this clip about the discipline that his team has to have versus the future.
So that's Brad Holmes, and I think he's saying kind of the quiet part out loud. WBBT, they're bringing the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be big players in free agency. We have bills due. Here's my question. Do you agree with the strategy? Because anytime I hear people talk about 2027, you lost me. Honestly, the NFL changes so quickly, and the salary cap is rising so quickly. And the things you can do with contracts to create cap space, both short and long term, changes so quickly. I don't subscribe to it. I'm not going to yell about it. I'm not saying Brad Holmes is bad. I'm not saying he's even wrong. I'm saying I have a preference that is, I believe your window is last year, this year, and maybe next year. The whole let's be good for a long time thing, that's nonsense. Okay, the Ravens and Bills have been good for a long time. What's it got them?
Yeah.
You know, like the way you're doing this feels like the Green Bay Packers. That's why they only had one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. When you play it safe and you draft, develop, and sign your own people, and you're not going to go out and do the big free agency stuff or make a big swing, I just don't think you're doing the best you can to win a title. I think it's the safe approach. I don't know if it's sound. But you heard what Brad Holmes said. And look, talking about Branch, talking about Kirby Joseph, talking about possibly J-Mo, talking about Aiden. My viewpoint is, and I mean, Rico, we've talked about it. Aiden's not up for another 2 years plus a third with a franchise tag. You know, Brian Branch, not a responsibility right now. Sam Laporta, not a responsibility right now. And I don't care to pay both safeties. Mm-hmm. So I just view it differently. Not good or bad, differently.
I'm with you. No, Mike, I'm with you because when you look at the roster turnover from the Chiefs, from a Super Bowl to Super Bowl, or the Eagles, they flipped their roster and they went back to the Super Bowl. The really good teams, the great teams, aren't afraid to lose people and gain new people and to find new people to do this. It's not like, oh, my God, these are the only 53 people who can get this job done, so we got to keep them all here and just hoard them, because that's what it feels like. I'm with you, man. You're worried about 3 years from now? Two, 3 years? You may not even want these players around 2-3 years from now. Worry about right now. Get this team better. And even he said, I mean, he gets the fan frustration because, yeah, you want us to make this big splash, but I just think that I don't like the strategy that Holmes has. I'm just going to keep investing in my guys, and I'm thinking down the line. It's, we made fun of, Wojo, because he was like, maybe Aiden knew something. Yeah, Aiden did know something. Brad Holmes told him, look, we're not going to do the big splash. We're going to save the money for you, Aiden, so we can go out and pay Myles Garrett, or you can have the money. And I'm sure he said, well, I'll keep the money, sir. Yeah. Thank you for looking out for me.
The problem is you can do both.
You can.
And I'm never going to get fans to understand it. Now, David, do you have any more audio to play?
Yeah, because later on he was asked, they released Za'Darius Smith, and he was asked, why did they release Za'Darius?
Okay, timeout. Can I just say something here? And I'm going to give you data from one website.
Okay.
And I have two things I want to say that's why that comment to me it's insulting. The first thing is 43.1. Do you know what 43.1 is?
No.
The amount of cap space the Detroit Lions have today, which is fourth in football. Now, candidly, still have signed your rookies, and I know there are extensions coming. I'm making a point to you. It's not negative $78 million. Can't afford it? That brings me to point two. Two words, Marcus Davenport. Give you another two words, Pete Lopez, or whatever the hell his name is. I give you another two words, any of these other guys they brought back. If you don't want Za'Darius here, cool. But don't bleep on my head and tell me it's raining. Tell me you can't afford to have him back. It gets to a point where I start to question, are we trying to win a Super Bowl or are we just trying to be relevant? And guys, it may all work out. Maybe everything that we had hoped, hell, I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl last year. Maybe it all plays out. But when you hear Brad Holmes talk and he goes, I'm not ignoring it. We wish we could sign three people. Mm-hmm. You have the money. You haven't even messed with contracts yet. So it doesn't pass the smell test.
No, he already throws his hands up in the air and just says, well, we can't afford it. It's like, but you can. And you see other teams being so creative and keeping their roster together and bringing in new people. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you look at what Howie Roseman did with the Eagles, and it's like, okay, we're going to bring in Saquon. We're going to go and we're going to make this trade. We're going to do this, and we're going to draft people. And honestly, they didn't care, because at the end of the year, they won the Super Bowl and let a bunch of people leave and said, all right, how do we get back to getting to the Super Bowl? And they probably will. But to sit here with, like you said, with all of this money and just say, yeah, but we're going to save, we're going to put it in our mattress and we're just going to wait and save it for all of these guys so we can keep them and have them be Lions for life.
Well, in the case in the point is, like, how many Rocky Sins do you got to sign? You know, it adds up to where if you get creative, you bring back a vet who plays a high-value position. In one breath, you're telling me you want three defensive ends, and in another, you're telling me you can't afford a sub sandwich. And then I look at the cap space you got, and I understand. I know what's coming. It'll be the week of the draft. We're going to hear about a Kirby extension. We'll hear about an A. They're going to pay guys earlier than they have to.
Kirby, J-Mo.
Well, J-Mo, you just pick up the fifth year. You don't give him an extension now. That would be silly.
But he's one of the guys.
I don't know what that means. That's like when you were talking the Bible earlier. Speak
English.
That's
one of Brad's guys. And Mike, what does he want to do? Keep the band together. So you know what? I know I could just give you the extension, but you know what if I just give you a new contract? How about
that? Okay, well, that's a bad way of doing business. David, go ahead.
What I was going to say is you're exactly right. Like, you got these guys that you're signing that you could have had the salary. He was only due $11 million. He had bonuses. He had a base salary. But this whole, I couldn't afford him. It's different if he had $30 million due to him.
Right.
And you said, you know what, we got a slash salary. We got some other guys to pay. We just can't pay $30 million. It's 11.
When you hear Brad Holmes say these things, guys, what's your reaction to it? And look, if you just want to, you know, drink the bathwater and say everything's awesome, that is your prerogative, but I'd like to have a conversation about it. Look, if you say you didn't want Za'Darius, or you say his demands were ridiculous, that's a different conversation. To say I can't afford it when you got $41 million cap space before we mess with contracts, and to be talking about bills coming due in 26 and 27, I don't know, man. That doesn't feel like how the league runs. So 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your phone calls. We'll do it next. All right. David, we'll get ticket text momentarily. People are amped up to talk. Let's do it. And I just, look, I think it's okay if you don't think Za'Darius is worth it. I know you don't want to slander a player. Cool. I'm not sad he's gone. But don't say you can't afford it. Not when you got 41 in cap. Not when you've got flexibility moving forward. Now, I understand. You got to pay your rooks. We know. Draft week has turned into Brad Holmes turning into Oprah handing out cars. You get an extension. You get an extension. Fine. But come on. And what is your take on fearing 2026 and 7? That one gets me too. So, look, clearly the man's done a hell of a job turning this franchise around, but it doesn't mean we have to agree with every single pound and penny. I don't like this approach because being good for a long time, screw it. I'd rather be great 1 year. Let's go to the people, see what everybody's got to say about it. Mark's in Rochester, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Marky, nice to talk to you again, pal. What's up?
Yeah, so the last time I called you, I think it was the beginning of March, and you were doing this topic on Joey Bosa versus Myles Garrett when we thought both could be available at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this idea of, like, do we pay for the premium or do we go for the discount bargain bin? And now I'm sitting here going, well, hell, we didn't get either one. And yeah. So what exactly are we doing here, Brad? And it's just frustrating because I so want this team to be great, and I see moves over the past couple years that they could make to be great. You know, you can pull up all the great tackles, DNs that were available last offseason, and Brad made a decision he's not going to go after him when he had the money to do so, and now he's kind of making the same decision. I'm not mad that they didn't re-sign Za'Darius Smith because I think he might still be available, but when I hear those words from Brad Holmes, I want to ask him, what exactly is the goal here? Is it to win a Super Bowl or is it to make money? Because it's starting to feel a lot like this is starting to make money. I mean, this team is being ran like a hedge fund, just focused on value, long-term returns, low risk. And maybe that will make the team a ton of money. We'll be great, and maybe, hey, we'll get a lucky shot at it. But I don't think it's what the fans want. I could be wrong.
No, and look, understand something. I mean, next year's cap situation in 2026 is not great. It's not. But you're also paying Jared Goff $70 million. I don't believe for a second you will go through next offseason without redoing that deal.
And you're finding money when you redo
exactly,
the deal.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. So then you kind of get into this mix of, like, what are we fearing? And, Mark, look, I'm not going to make an accusation that they're not trying to win a Super Bowl. I just think, I go back to what Dan Campbell said, and it's his words, not mine. We have to be careful to not fall in love with our own. And I just think they are in love with their own. And if it bears fruit and they're right, they get all the flowers. But it's a dangerous game to play.
It's incredibly dangerous. And you're 100% right. It's exactly what they're doing. They're falling in love with their own guys. And when he says, we don't have the money to go get to re-sign Za'Darius Smith, really, Brad, what we want to know is why don't you have the money to go get other bigger guys or to make the big trade? It's exactly what you just said. They want to re-sign Kirby Joseph. I'm in the camp that a D lineman is way more important than a secondary player in terms of impact. And it's just, it's very, very infuriating.
It is. And look, I mean, you got things on the books for 2026 that I think are 10% shots. I mean, Frank Ragnow going to be here at $16 million? Is he still playing? Graham Glasgow at 8.5? No, you're cut. You know, like you have certain guys on here. I mean, I'm not even doing some deep dive here. And you're just like, really? Like I have to have, you know,
I don't want to slander guys. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just making a point.
Money is there.
The money, you just, and look, only after you have exhausted every resource after a 4 or 5 year period do you end up where the Niners have ended. Where, look, the Niners have to take a step back to then re-engage and move forward. But this is the result of your team going all in for 5+ years.
Right.
I just refuse to accept, yeah, we're tapped out. You know, can't do it.
And you have to be willing to just say, you know what? We loved you here, but you're going to go someplace else and finish your career out.
Let's go to Nate. 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I honestly, Brad Holmes saying that is it's a little bit of a gut punch. But personally, I think it was kind of a cop-out. You know, it's like you tell your girlfriend, it wasn't you, it's me. And I think maybe Brad just didn't really want him. He just didn't think he was the right piece. But to say that you can't afford it is a whole nother thing. So I don't know. I mean, I think he could potentially steer the ship in the right direction if he picks the right guys in the draft and maybe go somewhere next year. But, yeah, like you were just saying, the cap situation next year is a lot worse than right now. So why not take the risk now and then deal with it later?
Yeah, and I say it's worse.
Next year, you're screwed.
I only say it's worse now just because on paper it is. But, I mean, do you with a straight face believe you're going to pay Goff $70 million? In 2026, or do you think they're going to restructure the deal, open up some cap space? I mean, Nate, you know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, paying Goff $70 million right now is a little ridiculous, in my opinion. I mean, the guy's great, and he's done great things.
Well, I'm just saying the cap
from here.
The cap hit in 26 turns into that. Yeah, but, Nate, exactly. We're speaking the same language. I mean, again, like, look, how do I know Taylor Decker is here in 2026 in his age, what, 34 season, making $23 million, or do I cut him and save 15? Look, these are the conversations.
I mean, I hope he's not here.
Well, Nate, there you go. I mean, look, ultimately, not everybody gets to stay, and not everybody will stay. God forbid career-ending injuries happen.
Just make hard moves where you're like, you know what? We only have to go so far with you, and we're going to go with a rookie and try and do this again.
It's part of why I would only pay one of Branch or Kirby.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping them both. I'm not. It's their prerogative. We've talked about this. They decided to pay David Montgomery more money. Okay. Does it mean I'm running to pay Jahmyr Gibbs all of a sudden? Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. Why? Bills aren't paying James Cook. Not doing it.
But they're going to pay Gibbs.
Well, okay, their prerogative.
Right.
I don't have to agree with that.
I'm with you.
David is shaking his head. What did I say that's wrong?
Well, hey,
that's a page out of the Steelers playbook. Like, they literally draft replacements.
You're exactly right. A year early.
Yes.
Because they know what's going to happen. Like, oh, we're not going to pay this cornerback, or we're not going to play this offensive lineman.
Like, did you just draft a linebacker?
Yes.
Yeah. But I play linebacker.
Right.
For now.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean,
no, it makes sense if they believe they have what it takes to win a Super Bowl in their building. And if everything goes right, they can do it. What I'm saying is, move beyond that. When Brad Holmes starts talking about 26 and 27, you've lost me.
Yes.
And when you say you can't afford Za'Darius Smith, if you don't want him, that's fine. Don't bleep on my head and tell me it's raining.
Correct.
Those are my only points of difference. Let me say it for the people in the back of Greater Life Church. They can win a Super Bowl bringing the band back together. It's possible. This is about possible versus optimal. That's all it is. But where you lose, I believe you and me, you start talking about 2027. Oh, come on.
Right.
We're going to be, it's really.
You know what that ranks right up there? Well, hey, Mike, did you see Michigan State's going to be playing this team in 2030 in football?
Yeah. Wake me up if they kick kick off.
Right.
248-539-9797. We'll get one more to people. Got a football today as well. 97.1. Odyssey.com Rewind. We covered it all today, from the transfer portal news from Michigan to Michigan State, Lions, Brad Holmes speaking. Hell, we even got Rico in a helicopter doing traffic reports. David, a couple of ticket texts. We've got Rieger in a biker jacket today, kind of an aggressive look for Rieger. His Sons of Anarchy phase has kicked in.
Yeah.
Jax Teller.
When you got Patrick Mahomes, you can flip the roster. The Lions don't have that guy. So stop it with that noise. Go out there and spend that money that you have.
Brad, that's very nuanced. Stop it with that noise.
Brad, no. That is not what I want to hear from you. The cap is not real. Go get Hendrickson. No excuses. That is from Tom.
And remember, I am not going to spend the next month yelling, screaming. I'm not doing it. I'm going to hold out hope. I think I have a right to that. I'm just going to hold out hope. Draft night, we all get a big surprise, and maybe Hendrickson's here. And you know what? If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Because Brad Holmes, if anything, he's honest. He tells you exactly what he's thinking.
Brad Holmes is too worried about being able to say how many players he drafted is on this team. Never underestimate the ability of a GM's ego to destroy a team.
I think that's a lot of executives across a lot of industries. I mean, ego can really upend a lot of things. And it's when you get high on your own supply or you don't keep the main thing the main thing, you're right. But look, they've drafted a lot of really good football players. My whole point is you don't have to keep every single one of them. That's okay. And I also think to Rico's point, like, look, I don't have to do anything with Aiden right now. I mean, I've got 2 more years of team control plus a franchise tag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do nothing. You know, J-Mo, there's a fifth-year option. Brian Branch, LaPorta.
And here's the thing.
Why do I have to sign every single human being?
Well, it's going to anger them. So they're still on the team. They're collecting the check. Like, all right, that's the price of doing. I'm sorry. I'm going to hand you $25 million, but you're going to be angry at me. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the optimal thing to do. Like, it's not the best thing. I'm just saying you have these tools in your toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make everybody happy. You're not pizza.
And I think
so. Just figure it out.
And maybe that's it, Mike, where, you know what, rather than be the boss, he's trying to be the friend. And I'm trying to make sure everybody eats here instead of just, you're the boss. You got to make hard decisions sometimes, and you're not going to get liked.
Rieger, are you okay with Trey Donaldson saying farewell?
What are you going to do, Mike? What are you going to do? You know what?
The portal's gross.
It is. But you know what I figured out about myself? This is going to sound cliche. I root for the name on the front of the jersey. Like, as long as you can get me in the Final Four, I don't care who does it. Like,
no, I know that, but I thought he was a building block.
I did, too. Trey Holloman thing shocked me, and I'm dumb, because as soon as he protected your logo and got the Kiss the logo, I saw that today. I thought it was April Fool's. And goes to show you what I know. Like, nobody's sacred. Nobody's sacred. Like, nobody is.
But do you understand why I largely don't care about it? I mean, I can watch it. I'll always root for the team in green. But passion-wise, how can anyone take any of it seriously?
You won't see shock from me.
But I do think these two guys, though, could tip the scales for people that didn't think it was a big deal. Like, I really don't care. I don't spend much time thinking about it. I know you guys were kind of on the curve of, like, this is borderline disgusting. But these two guys are a big loss.
No, they are, sure, Rieger, but it happens. I mean, just go back to you for a few years. I thought Hunter was Mr. Michigan. Like, he was productive. He was a 20-10.
Remember when I did that podcast with you and tried to convince you he was better than Zach Edey?
Yeah, and it was like, and now?
Listen, if you've never been wrong, it means you didn't say anything at all. You took a swing, missed, it's okay.
So watched a couple games.
But yeah, it's. I expect, I mean, honestly, if 3 more guys jumped into the portal tomorrow.
All right, so who's next for Michigan State? Is Cohen Carr leaving?
No,
That would be a dagger.
Here's the thing.
Is Chase going pro?
Here's the thing.
You're pretty sure about that?
I think so. The thing about the portal, like, are they leaving? I don't know if they're leaving. It's negotiation. They're in the portal, and for everybody who burns their jerseys, and I hate them, just wait a second.
I know, but
they may end up coming back.
Couldn't you do your negotiations without actually entering the portal? Couldn't you just say, like,
yeah, and hey, I think I'm that's exactly what's happening with Jackson Kohler and Cohen Carr. The whole point I made yesterday, and State fans got all bent out of shape. I go, you better hope somebody doesn't value Cohen at a level you're uncomfortable with. Like, if I'm a Kentucky,
same thing with Kohler.
If I'm a Kentucky, if I'm in Louisville, and they're going to spend $10 million on their payroll, I'm handing them $1 million, and I'm going to go, State, choke.
I don't think people realize how much just average player is getting now. You could walk in there and say, I want $600,000.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Trey Townsend got close to $1 million to get you 9-6 off the bench at Arizona.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
So if you're like, well, we're
going to prices are going up.
Right. Yeah. And they're not going to go
spend $10 million. A couple of guards today, reports are, got $2 million in the open market.
Yeah, I was telling Dent, who played for New Mexico. Yeah. Hey, going to
UCLA. So what's RJ Lewis going to get? What's RJ Lewis
going to
get?
I just thought he was going to the pros. Okay. But
what are you doing next?
All right. So I actually have, I think I'm getting fooled. I'm not quite sure about a sports figure in Detroit. And since it's April Fool's Day, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about both Trey's leaving in the 7 o'clock hour. Got some Brad Holmes stuff. Get you up to Tiger baseball.
Holmes stuff was really interesting. People responded to it.
Yeah.
It was. I think some people were bugged by that.
Well, it's annoying because you keep talking about 26 and 27 when it's 25. And I worry about 2 years from now, probably.
And you don't have a Lombardi trophy and you're talking about 27.
Could you imagine and if they don't win the Super Bowl next year or the year after?
You're not going to want these people here.
What was it all for?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't swing when you had the chance to swing.
All right. Rieger is next. Unencumbered, I may say. Without Wojo.
Yeah, Wojo is he's on Fox tonight. He's doing a little.
Nobody cares. All right, we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.